Episode 2019, Discover Your Strengths.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you are having an extraordinary week. And maybe you're already tired. I know I am. And it's only midweek. We're not even to the weekend yet. We can't even get excited quite yet because we have so much work to do. So you know what? Today is Inspiration Motivation Day. I want to put a smile on your face and join your heart. Discover your strengths. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. Well, sometimes you are tested not to show your weaknesses, but to discover your strengths. You are made for more. When you're pressed up against a brick wall, it's easy to get hung up on what you can't do. It's always during times like these that your weaknesses shine brighter. However, if you keep your focus on what you can do, your weaknesses don't become your hang up. Discover your strengths. You know what? I've really been watchful over the last few months how things are changing. The dynamics in society, in our political landscape, in our homes, in grocery stores, in your big box stores, online, social media, how we're talking to each other. It's just very interesting, the roller coaster and the different spectrum that people are on. Some are like, oh, I love this and I'm handling it well and life is great. And others are like falling apart at the seams. They don't know where to turn. When we are pressed up against a brick wall, we tend to focus on what we're not strong at, our weaknesses, why we can't do something. We think about, okay, I want to change jobs. But then all of a sudden you're thinking, that means I got to write my resume again. And you know how difficult it was to write it the last time? I don't think I want to put that much effort into it. Or I don't know how to say things, or the words aren't going to come to me. Then you may have a situation where, oh, I want to be a writer. I want to be a musician. But wait, I don't really know that I can write as well as I want to. People are going to judge me for the sentences. Grammar, have you read my English paper back in ninth grade? Yeah, I don't think so. And as a musician, I can play really well, but can I really write music that people will want to listen to? We get hung up on the what ifs or it didn't work out last time. Why is that? Do you do that too? I bet you do, because it's a fallacy of being a human being. We see more of the negativity in our life than we do the opportunity. The positive just seems to float away before we even have the chance to grab a hold of it. So let me ask you this. What has got you hung up lately? What are you wrestling with? Maybe it's just trying to get your laundry done and the dishes done before you start cooking dinner. Because if you can't get at least your dishes done, then it's hard to make dinner. And then you have a double mess. And then you're like, you're too tired. And so you go to bed and you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, it's triple the mess now. We get down on ourselves for the craziest things. Maybe it's something bigger than that. Maybe this whole thing with COVID-19 has set you back in your job, in your business, whether you're an entrepreneur and you're at home, or whether you're out in the corporate world, or you're a stay-at-home mom. What has got you hung up? Where are you stuck in your everyday? We all have it. We all have this brick wall that stands in front of us that we're not willing to knock down. Life doesn't have to be about more weaknesses and fewer strengths. You can flip-flop the fewer for more. Discover your strengths. What is it that you want to do today? I don't want you to look at tomorrow. You have today. Be present. What do you want to do today? I was thinking about that yesterday. Actually, I know I'm going back in time, but it's hard for me to be present with you when my today that you're living now was really not quite there when I'm recording this episode yet. Yeah, talk about crazy, right? A roundabout circle. But thinking about it yesterday, and in writing this, I was like, you know, I do run into things where I'm thinking, oh gosh, darn it. Why can't I just get through? Why can't I push through this? Why am I the one standing in my way? Because that's usually what it is. It's something that we identify with that we're afraid to face. It's that weakness. But that's because our focus is there. Oh, I can't do this because. I want you to fill in that blank. What is it for you? I can think of lots of things for me. I remember when I was starting this podcast, I came up with every excuse. Oh, I really don't have enough time. At the time of starting this podcast, I still had all five children in school, high school and younger. I thought I was crazy. What, starting a business? We had just moved. Seriously? I was just beginning to get grounded in the community. And now I'm looking at starting something that I really didn't know much about, even though it had been around for years. So it really wasn't new necessarily to the world, but it was new to me. And I had to learn all this stuff. And I thought, oh my gosh, I need to get certified in this because if I talk about this, they're not going to believe me if I don't go to school for this. I mean, yeah, I've got my bachelor's degree, was on my way to medical school. I know a lot. Some would say I know a lot enough just to be dangerous in the world. But I questioned myself. And I kept putting myself on hold, me on hold. Oh, I had the big dream. I was like, oh yeah, Lord, I see it. But I was in the way. My own weaknesses were in the way because I was not willing to discover my strengths. What weaknesses are you coveting more than your strengths? Yes, we want to better ourselves when it comes to our weakness. You know the saying, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So you can look at that in many circumstances, right? Your friends, your family, you and your husband. You can look at it in terms of your business. You can take that little phrase and look at it completely. But you can also look at it and say, you know what? I don't have to always focus on my weaknesses. Why not understand my strengths? Discover them more. Guess what? They may actually get better, which in tune may help my weaknesses grow to be less of a strength, but no longer a weakness. Where are you stuck today? Are you willing to see the reflection God wants you to see? Are you willing to look through His lens and discover your strengths for your everyday? He's made you strong. He's made you for more. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.